Boston is a finalist to host the Democratic National Convention in 2004. The city came close in 2000, but like the Red Sox, it's still waiting to come out on top. Boston is competing with Detroit, Miami, and New York. It especially is resolved not to let itself get one-upped by the Big Apple. Last week, DNC officials made their second visit to Boston. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
For the city of Boston, this was its second date with the object of its desire, and Boston was determined to be its most charming.
I love your hair.
Thank you.
A gaggle of city officials smile and greet the DNC committee members outside the Union Oyster House, the nation's oldest restaurant. It's just a stone's throw from Faneuil Hall, the Bunker Hill Monument, the site of the Boston Tea Party, and the Old North Church.
Tony can take you upstairs.
Yep, I'm with you.
This lunch is all part of Boston's mission to promote itself as a symbol of the values of democracy and freedom that the party will want to showcase in 2004.
We don't bring in nostalgia. We are nostalgia, you know, and that's the ambiance that people love.
Union Oyster House owner Joe Milano says Boston makes a strong case for the convention, but he concedes this just may not be Boston's year. Since September 11th, he says it's tough to compete with the idea that New York really deserves the psychological and financial shot in the arm. Some say Boston should cede the convention to New York, but for many Bostonians, like 29-year-old Dan Gamash, ceding anything to New York is tough.
We always have this inferiority complex about New York, and we got to get over that. The only way to get over it is to beat them on something, either get at the convention or beat the Yankees or something.
Sure, Boston has Harvard and the Kennedys, but there's always been a perception that this quaint little provincial town just can't play in the same league as New York. Especially now, with the Big Dig literally tearing the city apart, there's a real sense that Boston is just not quite ready for prime time. Less than a block from the Union Oyster House, crews are working around the clock to finish a new 10-lane tunnel that will steer traffic underneath the city. This is just three blocks from the Fleet Center that would house the Democratic Convention, and even some of the guys doing the work can't believe the Big Dig will be finished, as promised, by 2004.
I don't think so. Maybe.
Bill Carney supervises construction of Tunnel Vent Number 4, where traffic is often squeezed to a standstill.
You'll love it. The traffic jam starts at that light right there. It goes down the street, around the corner, all the way up. It just keeps on going forever.
Boston Mayor Tom Menino vows the Big Dig will be completely dug by 2004. In fact, the mayor is trying to spin the Big Dig as an asset, an engineering marvel, and a model of urban revitalization for all the nation to behold. Menino has made it clear Boston not only wants to win the convention, it needs to.
This is not just about a mayor who wants it. It's about a community that wants the convention, to prove that we have the ability to host a convention of this size.
Indeed, this city that calls itself the birthplace of democracy has never hosted a national convention. New York has had five of them, which only feeds the sense of insecurity in the collective psyche of this city that calls itself the hub of the universe.
You don't have to be Sigmund Freud to know that if somebody has to brag or constantly trumpet their importance, you have to wonder about what they're covering by having to do that.
Boston psychoanalyst Jerome Rogoff says the roots of Boston's inferiority complex go back to the time of the American Revolution.
We've come from a past in which we were the city on the hill, and now it's New York that's the beacon. And we struggle with that, I think, in some ways, a loss of that kind of glorious view of ourselves.
Everybody here familiar with Benjamin Franklin? Boston boy, although Philadelphia claims him.
As a tour guide boasts of Boston's proud colonial past, many locals nearby, like 26-year-old Chris Clark, gripe about how the city falls short today.
I mean, honestly, New York, you can go to clubs that are open till 4 o'clock in the morning. Out here, we wear our dark suits. We close our bars down at 12. We have our Puritan blue laws. I mean, come on, a law is on the books for 300 years.
But for every person who knocks Boston as a provincial backwater, there are others here, like travel agent Eric Erickson, who stay in Boston precisely because it's not New York.
Well, I think we're more polite, a little more classy, a little more civilized, definitely a little more je ne sais quoi.
It's unclear if that je ne sais quoi will be enough to wow the DNC. After a day of courtship, site selection committee member Deborah DeLee wasn't quite ready to commit.
It's a great city, and we had a great time.
The DNC says it needs time to think about things and may not call back till mid-November to let Boston know if it just wants to be friends or something more. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.